Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, hello, chickens. I'm very excited. Because we're heading further into the seventh series of the new series of Doctor Who. I don't know, new who dis, classic who. There's many who's. But just before I head on into where we were up to, which was Cold War, if you listened to the last one, James is devastated that my suggestion for his Across the Universe story with the Ninth Doctor and Rose and the Doctor's new mysterious companion, Poppy, that my decision was to kill her. He's like, how could you kill Poppy? And I'm like, soz. Again, it's, you know, if people don't like it, like James doesn't like it, like this is the whole thing with the collaboration. Like, you convince me why she shouldn't die, and then I might go, no, you're right. Yeah, let's keep her around. But yeah, no one else has chimed in to continue the story yet. So it's, as far as I'm concerned, she has four fun stories and then she dies. That's how that season goes, the made-up season 1A or 1B, I don't know. But I'm still confused by what goes on with season 6C from the classic series, which was Peter's weird, you know, addition to... Because there's, like, because of a mistake that was in the Two Doctors, where the writer Robert Holmes got confused between whether it was the Patrick Troughton Doctor or the John Pertwee Doctor that was sent on missions from the Time Lords, there's now a whole fantasy series that happens in between the end of the sixth season, where, you know, that ends with the War Games, and where the Doctor is sent to Earth and Jamie and Zoe have their memories wiped and are sent off into nowhere. And there's this mysterious other series that never happened, which I'm sure will be made in AI at some point. This is another thing. So there's been a lot of argy-bargy on the internet with AI and Doctor Who. I don't know if anyone's seen the videos or the... Because the Celestial Toymaker, which is the very old 60s episode that has been animated by a company here in Australia, on the Central Coast, I believe they are, in New South Wales. So it's the same people who did the third episode of the Web of Fear, which was the one missing one when they recovered all of those ones. And they did it as like a motion capture kind of thing. It's a little odd in places. I didn't love it as much as the hand-animated ones, which sometimes can be very limited. But it's, you know, they're trying something. So this one has been done in that same style, but a bit more stylistic and cartoony. And it's caused a lot of anger with fans that, you know, the animation's kind of, they're using the soundtrack, but they kind of take liberties with some of the casting and some of the direction. I mean, you wouldn't want to use the actual original soundtrack of The Celestial Toymaker because they drop a rather revolting racial epithet. So they used most of it, but some of it's been edited for, you know, well, sense. I can't think of any other way to put it. But yeah, so there's been a lot of, there are a lot of fans who are like, no, oh, it's disgusting. It needs to be exactly the way it was when it was on TV. It's like, yeah, but they deleted that one, so we can't have that. So we can have whatever, you know, however someone wants to interpret that. Like, that's how art works. Like, you know, you create an interpretation of something and people either respond to it or they don't. Anyway, so there is a particularly famous fan who has a lot of money, who has financed a reconstruction of the Dalek Master Plan, which he released online, which is a 12-part William Hartnell epic with the Daleks, of which I think two or three episodes of it survive. There's a couple of episodes floating around. And the way they've recreated it is using artificial intelligence to animate the telesnap. So, you know, there's this telesnap thing they used to do in the 60s, which in some instances is the only surviving record, visual record of these shows, where a guy just set up a camera in front of the TV and just, you know, fired off photos as the show was on. Apparently it was done just so that actors who were in these episodes could have like a record of like, oh yeah, yeah, I was in Doctor Who, here's a photo of it, because the videotapes weren't a thing in the 60s. They're not a thing now. Like, now everything's just recorded to tape. Although, what, recorded to tape, I'm still calling it tape. It's just recorded like digitally. Like, everything is just kept on a hard drive. But we still, like, even in TV, we still call it VT. Like, when we're referencing vision, like, we're going to show something on the big screen behind Tom on Hard Quiz, it's called VT, because which is short for videotape. And I don't think there's been a tape in the building in about 30 years. Like, I mean, the archives department have digitized everything. Like, I don't even think there's anything left on videotape in the ABC. It's all on hard drives now, and searchable hard drives. Like, they were going to fire all the archivists, and there was quite a... You know, everyone arced up at the about the archivists because they were just like, oh, yeah, it's all in the archives now. You can just search yourself. It's like, yeah, I don't know how. Also, the archivists know where things are and they know something's good. Like, I'll just email a lovely Claire, who is our archives person at the ABC that we use for Hard Quiz. Claire is a genius. Like, I can go, did so-and-so ever appear on Countdown? And she will come back at me with like, yes. Also, they're on the news and this happened and that happened. I've got footage of this. And it's like, oh, my God. Like, she just knows where everything is. That's the reason you use human archivists. Because if you asked a computer to be like, yeah, here's a list of things. And you're like, that's great. That is a list of 436 things, which I don't know what's good. Anyway. I'm getting into weird AI world. So the AI vision that they used of the telesnaps is terrible. Like, at first glance, you're like, oh, that's interesting. But it's really just like, I don't know, did you ever see Clutch Cargo? Like, when I was a kid, there was this TV show called Clutch Cargo. I think that's what it was called. And it was a cartoon, but it was a very limited animation cartoon. So it was just like a still photo. And then there would be someone's mouth moving. Like, they would film someone saying the lines. And just like, so there was like a cutout of the face, and they would have like the mouth moving. That was the animation. Like they wouldn't physically move or anything. They'd just be standing with their hands on their hips and this weird human mouth going, oh, I don't know what's going on here. That's not how they spoke. That's my own bizarre interpretation because I'm weird. But yeah, like that's kind of how these AI animations look. Like it's just a photo and the mouth is kind of flapping around in a very strange way. Occasionally they'll kind of wander across the room, but it looks like what if they'd made a photograph version of South Park? Like, you know, South Park's all like weird 2D animation and people kind of like hop along. And so, yeah, it looks like a bunch of paper dolls. Being moved around a set is really peculiar. And then, of course, when Daleks come in, they're a full 3D render and they look amazing in it. So it's all discordant and weird. Anyway, I feel like that's kind of the future we're headed to with AI and Doctor Who. Although there's another scandal this week that the BBC, like if you subscribe to the Doctor Who newsletter, right down the bottom it says parts of this newsletter have been constructed using artificial intelligence, which is just like, oh my God. So apparently they found out, like, so it's basically just feeding into ChatGPT, write me an email with the latest things from Doctor Who, and it just like spits it out. It's very strange. But yeah, it's kind of soulless. And also, when people use AI for tasks, apparently they forget how to do them in the end. It is very strange. I've sometimes tried to use AI to repair audio on my podcast. Like every now and again, there'll be a bit too much echo on one of the Mariah Carey podcasts I do with with Posh. And it kind of, like we sound dead. Like it's so weird. It's like, how did all the life go out of this podcast? Like we were having fun on the day. Anyway, that's AI chat. I don't know how that happened. We'll continue with Series 7 in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.